Trump said the Fed should stop hiking. Now the market agrees. By John Carney on December 6, 2018. Traders are no longer confident that the Federal Reserve will hike rates even once next year. The 10-year Treasury yield has gone into steep decline this week, falling from above 3% on Monday to 2.83% on Thursday. That is a very rapid movement for the government bond market, traditionally considered the state and steady corner of finance. Not so long ago, many traders thought it would end the year closer to 3.5% thanks to strong economic numbers and a Federal Reserve that appeared to be determined to raise its target interest rate. A little over a month ago, the 10-year was yielding 3.28%. The futures market, where traders can wager on where the Fed's target will be next year, has seen a dramatic decline in bets that rates will go higher. The futures now imply just a 66.3% chance that the Fed will hike in December. That is down from 82% just 1 week ago. On Wednesday, the futures market implied a 79.2% chance of a hike. The odds of hikes in the coming year have also plunged. Earlier this year, futures prices implied the Fed would hike at least 2 times and perhaps 3. Now the market sees just a 48.9% chance of even a single hike by the end of 2019. There is just a 15.6% chance of 2 hikes next year. On the flip side, there are better than even odds that the Fed does not hike in 2019. In fact, the futures market implies a nearly 13% chance that the Fed will not have raised rates at all from their current level or, if it had, will cut rates back down. President Donald Trump has repeatedly said he does not think the Fed should be raising rates while his administration attempts to speed up economic growth. In recent weeks, Fed officials have indicated that they may have to reevaluate plans to hike rates next year. Although the U.S. economy still shows many signs of strength, the global economy is weakening. And the strong growth of the second and third quarter is expected to slow in the last 3 months of the year. Next year is widely expected to see even lower growth as stimulus from the tax cuts and larger deficits settles into the economy. The most interest rate-sensitive parts of the economy, particularly housing, already indicate that growth has slowed and will continue to slow.